Straight Shooter with Stephen A.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to this latest edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly. I told you that for the most part, some Mondays, some Fridays, sometimes both, I would be coming at you, with an additional show on top of what I do for SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio, on top of what I do for Straight Shooter with Stephen A. every Wednesday night over the airwaves of SiriusXM POTUS Radio, my political show, Channel 124. And this is one of those times, and I started laughing, and I've been laughing for the last 36 hours because about 36 hours ago, I saw my former sparring partner on First Take, the one and only Max Kellerman, being interviewed by Mr. Bill Simmons. And so, you know, they were talking about me and Max's departure from First Take and stuff like that. And, you know, Max Kellerman had some things to say. And listen, he has every right to say what he wants to say. You know, he hasn't said much over the years, to be quite honest with you. So for me or anybody else to want to clap back at him for saying anything would be hypocritical. And I'm certainly not going to do that to the brother, right? But what he had to say, the specifics of what he had to say, I got to confess to y'all, it had me thinking about Martin Lawrence, because Martin is one of my all-time favorite comedy shows. Had me thinking about movies like Harlem Nights and Boomerangs. I'm just thinking about the kind of stuff that had me dying laughing. Just imagine, you know, Eddie Murphy in the scene in Harlem Nights when, you know, he's getting ready to get into a fight, you know, with I keep forgetting her name, but she was, what was it, Della Reese or whatever. I mean, and Eddie Murphy was like, oh! Yeah, all of this other stuff. It had me thinking about that because that's how freaking funny it was, okay? It really was. Man, I thought the Dallas Cowboys losing, it was enough to make me laugh. Oh, but I mean, damn, Christmas came early. I couldn't believe it. So before I go any further, listen to Max Kellerman himself. Hear it for yourself.
If you're doing a debate show and you're a competitive person,
yeah,
why would you want me as a partner? That's bad. You want to go 15 rounds every day with Muhammad Kellerman? That's just bad. You know, it's embarrassing, you know?
So you think that was part of it? He didn't want to put the time in? Or, like, just want a different type of show?
I don't think it has to do with put the time in. It's, you know, it's a debate show. I have an idea. This is what I want to put on TV. I want to spar Bud Crawford every day for 15 rounds, and I want everyone to see it. Eventually, you're going to say, I don't want to do that anymore.
And you bring in some other people in a rotating cast.
That's one aspect of it. There are others. In other words, that's what I could tell you from my point of view.
Yeah.
And I also think that if you make a calculation, that if you can be perceived as a solo act, really, that you can get paid at a certain level that you can't if you're not a solo act, then you'd like to be a solo act, or at least perceived that way.
Oh, my God. Oh. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I had my researchers check and make sure that wasn't AI. That wasn't some shit that somebody just made up. You know, I had to double check that shit. I really, really did. I couldn't believe it, okay? Let me go through a couple of things. Number one, and this part I'm serious about, Bill Simmons, I got love for you, bro. You gotta do your job, you gotta ask questions. But to ask a question about whether or not I wanted to put in the work, seriously, bro, me, come on, Bill. That's like me asking, do you want to watch the Boston Celtics? Come on, man. You know better. You know better. Max Kellerman. we didn't have the sound where did I hear correctly? Did we show what he called himself Muhammad Kellerman, as in Muhammad Ali Kellerman, Muhammad Ali Kellerman? If we were talking about boxing, you're absolutely right, because I don't know anybody that knows more boxing than Max Kellerman. He's extraordinary, no doubt about that. And whether it was him, whether it was Larry Merchant, depending on what your entertainment choice is, there was no shortage of knowledge from either one of them. And Jim Lampley is just the greatest. George Foreman, Roy Jones Jr. all did a good job, but Max Kellerman's right in the mix. Phenomenal. We're talking about First Take, though. And he took it someplace that all I want to say is, are you really sure you want to go there? See, there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes. Are you sure you want to go there? Because I'm not, unless you take me there. Now, to backtrack, we worked for 5 years together, 2016 to 2021. And yes, I didn't think we worked together any longer. I did not want to do a debate show with Max Kellerman. What I keep trying to explain to all of y'all is that under no circumstances do I dislike or hate this dude. This ain't some Stephen A. and Michelle Beadle thing going on where she was coming at me like that, or, you know, me going at, you know, the fat bastard. You know, this is not that. I got news for most of y'all. Max Kellerman is one of the kindest dudes you'd ever want to meet. He's actually a very nice guy. And SportsCenter, boxing, you know, whatever. No problem. If Max Kellerman, I think he has a podcast with Rich Paul coming out, if I remember correctly, or whatever. But if Max Kellerman wanted me to come on his show, I'd happily do it. If Max Kellerman needed a favor and he picked up the phone to call me, no problem. That has nothing to do with wanting to work with somebody on a debate show. We want to go there, let's go there. Max Kellerman was succeeding Skip Bayless. Max Kellerman's first day on the job, he said, Tom Brady is a bum, he's going to fall off a cliff. And the next day he apologized. That's no crime. There's nothing wrong with it in the grand scheme of things. A matter of fact, decent thing to do, because he might have felt his comments were a bit extreme. We've all been there, me too. But there was an audience that was accustomed to Skip Bayless being diametrically different for a decade. And when Max came on the show, the top ratings were handed to us because of what Skip and I were doing. So the audience has an expectation for that show. That show was not Get Up. That show was not PTI. That show was not Around the Horn. That show was not SportsCenter. That show came with an expectation that the audience was looking for us to live up to. Anybody that's in front of the camera has an obligation to be compelled to be pulled towards what the audience wants, because that's how you get ratings. Now, I know Marcellus Wiley has his opinions, and we're going to hear them in just a second. And after we finish hearing from him, I'm going to show you why evidently that's something he didn't pay attention to either. Play what Marcellus Wiley had to say in response to hearing Max say what he said about me in answering Bill Simmons' question. Listen to Marcellus Wiley speak.
I want to be candid because I know what Stephen A. Smith felt working with Max Kellerman. I felt the same thing. I did radio with Max for 6-8 years, maybe 10. I don't know. We worked together forever. Max is so smart that when you talk, if you're not standing 10 toes down on what you're talking about, and think about it, if you're doing 2, 3, 4 hours of content, some of that may start getting a little bit looser from where you really have your core beliefs. Some of this may be some of the stuff you're talking about, but you didn't really watch that game. You really don't know what that player did yesterday. You know who he is in summation, but you don't know that moment. And that's where Max is a whole different animal than most players. Most people in this industry, you can go toe-to-toe with, you can fluff with, you can go deep with. But when it comes to that, there's also an ego at play. So what he's saying with Stephen A. Smith is, hey, dog, we got to do this all the time, every day, a few hours a day. Good luck. And I know what Stephen A. Smith felt, because I felt the same things when I would have discussions with Max. You'd be like, God dang, dog, where we going? Like, you just be like, I was going to stay on the block. Then he say, nah, let's just go around town. Okay. Next thing you know, you have traveled the country, the world, in a conversation. Now, to Stephen A.'s point, he's like, I don't know how entertaining that is. I don't know where you took me, but where you took me, I don't know if the people want to go. I do not, like Bill Simmons said, like how he handled when Max left. The Max departure tour, you know, when he went around with the Tupac on, the whole outfit, the all eyes on me. I didn't like that. That's the only time I ever had anything bad to say about Stephen A. Smith. That started the dominoes in terms of that.
Couple of things. That last part that Marcellus Wiley said, although I disagree, it's fair. It's no all eyes on me, Tupac joint, all of this other stuff. No, it's that we were the number one rated show. And people watched us every morning. And there was an audience out there demanding, why the change? And I had to answer for it. Would you have preferred that I run and hid and not said anything and not tell you where I stand, Marcellus Wiley? Would you have preferred that I thought you supposed to be Mr. Truth Teller? Was I supposed to hide? Didn't I make that call? Didn't I ask for the change? Am I supposed to act like I did it? Am I supposed to sit up there and pull a okey-doke and be all disingenuous and acting like, oh, it had nothing to do with me? That's weak, bro. That's not how I felt. I was straight up about it. I thought you respected that. Marcellus. So even though what you're saying that you didn't like and what Bill Simmons didn't like was legitimate, I'm talking to two people, meaning Marcellus Wiley and Bill Simmons, that claim to be honest and straight up and down about who they are and where they coming from and what are you knocking me for? The fact that I was? That's how I felt. And I said so. Period. I ain't apologizing then. I ain't apologizing now. Not mad about it. Not mad at y'all about it. I'm just saying, if y'all got podcasts and y'all got YouTube channels and y'all have a mechanism in which to distribute and disseminate your message and you're claiming to be truthful, what you knocking a brother for being truthful for? That's what I did. I told you from where I stand. And oh, by the way, Marcellus, speaking about what you didn't like, respectfully, let me tell you what I don't like about you. Since you are also my former colleague at ESPN. I didn't say I don't like you. I said, let me tell you what I don't like about you, meaning what you're doing or what you've done. Bro, you've never called me once to ask me what happened. Your entire perspective is from Max, who is one of, if not your best friend on the planet. He never asked me. I ain't never get a call from you saying what happened. When you and Max had your show together, I appeared on it anytime y'all asked. You knew me well enough where if you wanted an answer as to what happened, you know I would have told you. You've never once asked me. Not one time. You have a slanted perspective, which is cool. Say so. Tell the world. You ain't interested in hearing about what nobody else says. All you care about is what that side says, and I'm good. You don't do that. Bill Simmons, you interviewed me. You didn't tell me you didn't like how I exited or how the exit happened. And, you know, hey, I wish you wouldn't have done this or that. You didn't tell me that when you spoke to me. Where y'all at? Now let me get back to Max Kellerman, but only before I say this last part. I'm only addressing what Marcellus and Bill Simmons had to say, whether it's with their question or their perspective. Marcellus Wiley, you're saying you know how I feel. No, you don't. You have no clue. Number one, because you never asked. Number two, because I ain't you and you ain't me. And number three, because it was a debate show, not a radio show. There was no mandate or obligation that you had to have a diametrically opposed position from Max as your counterpart doing radio, bro. If you're going to talk to people about the industry, talk to them about the industry. You had a radio show. You did not have a debate show. So the obligations and the responsibilities that came along with it are entirely different. It doesn't mean you make up or fabricate a position or anything like that. You want to be real and authentic as you possibly can be. But if you agree with one another doing radio, so be it. If you agree with one another doing a debate show, it's not a debate show. So the responsibilities, the onus, the obligations that come with what me and Max were doing were entirely different than what y'all were doing. So how would you understand? You don't. Once again, you're speculating, swearing up and down. You got facts when you don't. You have a perspective from one side. See, what I do when I talk about folks is I ask both sides and I get both perspectives. And then I come to you with my conclusion. I'm not mad, Marcellus. I'm not disrespecting you, bro. I'm just simply saying my point is you didn't ask me. Not one time. Now let me get to Muhammad Kellerman. Let's call him that. Muhammad Kellerman. Debating Crawford every day and all of this other stuff. I brought up the fact that you said Tom Brady in the cliff. Then you turned around and apologized the next day because it was the first of many equivocations. If somebody wants to go out and think that I have a speck of fear of debating anyone, anytime, any place, fine, go ahead and believe that. If you want to ignore what you saw over the airwaves for 5 years when I was on the air sitting across from him, fine. What you're missing is, again, a debate. It was a debate show. It's nothing personal. This is not 2009, ladies and gentlemen, when I got fired. I didn't get my contract renewed. We keep forgetting, since y'all loved Max Kellerman so much and people felt like, oh my God, what's going to happen to him? You keep forgetting that when he departed from First Take, he got not one, but two shows. He had a radio show in the morning immediately. And he also had an afternoon show on ESPN that was his own show. He still kept his boxing show. And I can assure you there was no pay cut. I got fired. Although that was a decade earlier. If I thought for 1 second that Max Kellerman would have been fired or unemployed or whatever, I never would have made the suggestion that we needed to part ways because I want that brother to continue to get a check because he is a nice guy. He's not a bad person at all. He's smart. Everything Marcellus said about him being a genius is absolutely correct. Look, Max Kellerman, next level. Next level genius, no doubt. That still has nothing to do with debating. Debating is about point, counterpoint. And the audience is watching. Do I need to bring up the names of the inordinate amount of people that will come on the air and say, Max, what are you saying? Max, what is your position? Tell us what you feel. It's all there. We're talking about a debate show. See, people get so caught up emotionally because they want to be protective of the individual because they're such a nice, good, decent person in their eyes that you're forgetting the point. We weren't talking about a guy being unemployed. We weren't talking about a guy losing his job. We weren't talking about a guy not getting his check anymore. We weren't talking about any of those things or somebody that was going to depart from the industry. What we were talking about was one element of all the things that he was doing. The debate show did not work in the end with yours truly. Bottom line, that's it. No matter how smart you are, I ain't stupid. Neither is Marcellus. Neither are any of these people who replaced or came, shouldn't say replaced, came after Max Kellerman. You're Muhammad Kellerman, huh? So what does that make Michael Irvin? Because he arrived after Max departed. How about Shannon Sharp? Three-time Super Bowl champion, Hall of Famer as well. He arrived after Max Kellerman departed. How about Ryan Clark, Super Bowl champion, Pro Bowler? How about Jeff Saturday, Super Bowl champion, four-time All-Pro? How about Cam Newton, NFL MVP, national champion, Heisman Trophy winner? Swagoo, Marcus Spears, BCS, national champion, first-round pick. Chris Canty, Super Bowl champion. Doing radio, by the way. He's now on radio, which was where Max was before. What about Dan Orlovsky, 12-year NFL veteran? What about Mina Kimes? Yale graduate, exceptional NFL analyst. Damian Woody, two-time Super Bowl champion. Dominique Foxworth, NFL veteran. Louis Riddick, former NFL player and personnel director. You ever heard of those names, Marcellus? You ever heard of those names, Bill Simmons? You ever heard of those names, Muhammad Kellerman? That's who I debate every day. And that's just during football season. I didn't even bring up Radio Hall of Famer Christopher Mad Dog Russo, who's been doing radio for 40 plus years and has forgotten more sports history than most of us know, including Max Kellerman. But I'm scared. It's uncomfortable. I can understand how Stephen A. would feel. Really? Really? Sure about that? Basketball season. Kendrick Perkins, Tim Legler, J.J. Redick came in for a while. Shanae Ogumake, Jay Williams, Monica McNutt, Andrea Carter. Kenny Smith will be on this year as well. But I'm scared of Muhammad Kellerman. I don't want to debate Terrence Crawford. Really? Okay. I just wanted to put it all in its proper perspective, and I wanted to say this, and I sincerely mean this from the bottom of my heart. Let me not forget Damian Woody. I did mention him earlier. I want to say this from the bottom of my heart. This ain't some show about some enemy. I don't view Max Kellerman that way. He's getting back into business. I believe he's going to have a show. Plus, he's going to have a podcast with Rich Paul. I wish him nothing but the best.
We ain't boys or anything like that, like I am with some other people. That is true. But there's no hatred or animosity from this side, from that brother at all. It's not like if we were doing SportsCenter and we had to do a SportsCenter segment together, or we had to do a boxing event together or something like that. Like, I wouldn't want to work for him. I was only talking about a damn debate show. There has to be a point and counterpoint. People have to be diametrically opposed to things as opposed to always agreeing. Marcellus Wiley didn't bring that up. I wonder why. But if you swear to know, where's the other side? Did you even ask? No, you didn't. Because you playing favorites, and that's fine. Just say so. It's okay. Bill Simmons don't know whether you're playing favorites or not, but if so, just say so. It's okay. Because I got news for y'all. We got something in common. I want to see Max Kellerman succeed. I want that brother to do whatever his heart desires and to get what he wants from this industry as much as he possibly can. He's a nice guy, y'all. He really is. Yeah, we had our tussles and we had our disagreements and all of that other stuff, but there was never hatred or anything like that. There was frustration from the debate show standpoint, but that's it. Nothing else. I wish him nothing but the best. And if he wants to call himself Muhammad Kellerman, knock yourself out. But Ali wasn't undefeated. And the numerous contributors that we have on First Take, I'm very proud of them. And I'd put them up against anybody. And I'll leave it at that. Y'all have a wonderful weekend, you hear? Stephen A. signing off. Peace and love.